Hi everybody. In this video, I want to introduce some slang terms that are used to describe emotions that we feel. Now, primarily, these are very common in American slang, although you still may hear some of these in other dialects of English. So, here we go. When you're feeling excited, right? You could say, or energetic, you could say, I'm really psyched. I'm really pumped. Or you can turn them into phrasal verbs. I'm psyched up, right? Tomorrow's the big game. I'm really psyched up. I'm pumped up, right? Tomorrow is my wedding day. I'm really excited. I'm pumped up, right? I'm full of energy. Now you can modulate these slang terms using words like super or totally or really to make them even more intense. Like, I'm really psyched up, right? Tomorrow's the big day. Or I'm super pumped. I'm super psyched. I'm totally psyched, right? Like this. And likewise, we can also modulate these slang terms to make them a little bit less by using words like a bit. I'm a bit psyched. Yeah, I'm a little bit excited. Or, you know, quite. Yeah, I'm quite psyched about that. I'm pretty psyched about that. So you can use words like a bit, pretty, quite, to make them a little bit less, okay? So you can do that with any of the slang terms I'm going to introduce. So the next one would be, let's say you're feeling really tired. Oh, tired, right? I had a long day of work. I'm beat, right? I just ran a marathon. I am drained. I'm bushed. I'm just completely pooped. I'm pooped out, right? I'm just completely beat. I'm totally beat, totally drained. I need to sleep, right? So when you're tired, you can use those terms. Now, maybe if you drink some coffee or some Red Bull, it will make you very alert or wired. You'll be wired, right? And just like someone attaches a wire with electricity to your body, it really wakes you up, it stimulates your mind, and you're totally wired, right? I'm totally wired after 10 cups of coffee in the morning. I'm wide awake, I'm totally wired, right? Have you ever been wired recently off of lots of coffee? Now, if you're not wired, if the opposite of wired would be, yeah, just very calm and relaxed. And when you're calm and relaxed, you are chilled out, right? You're mellow. You're just lounging, right? You're chilled out. You're just chilling. You're relaxing, right? And you can even order someone to chill out. Hey, man, chill out. Relax. Chill out, right? Be mellow, right? Just lounge. Don't take it easy, right? Like this. Chill out. It's important to chill. Or to find ways to chill, right? That's important for being calm and relaxed. Another American slang term. To be happy. When you're happy, you're stoked. I'm totally stoked, right? What a great day. I'm totally stoked. My best friend, he got a new promotion. I'm on cloud nine. On cloud nine. To be on cloud nine means to be really, really happy. And when you're on cloud nine, you're over the moon. You're over the moon happy, right? You're walking on air. All of these are terms that we use to describe states of happiness, right? Stoked. I'm so stoked, right? Like this. On cloud nine. Have you ever been on cloud nine? Right? It means you've been really, really happy. Now, the opposite of happy, of course, is really sad and depressed. And when you're sad and depressed, you're really bummed out. Have you ever felt bummed out? Have you felt that recently? Have you been blue? Have you felt blue? Have you been down in the dumps? Right? My friend, you know, he's down in the dumps. He had an accident recently and he broke some bones and he's in the hospital for a whole month. He's really bummed out. He's down in the dumps. He's blue. Another friend of mine, his cat died. Oh man, he's so bummed out, right? Have you felt bummed out anytime recently? It's not a good feeling. But maybe worse than being bummed out is to be angry. And when you're angry about something, wow, there are many ways in English to describe anger in slang terms. So one of those would be pissed, I'm really pissed off, right? I'm pissed off, I'm angry. Or ticked off. He got really ticked off when I said that to him. He got ticked off, he got pissed off. He got steamed up. You could see the steam rising from his head, right? He was just about to lose his cool. He got huffy. He got huffy and puffy. He was so angry, right? He was so pissed off, right? He was huffy and puffy. So these are different ways to describe anger in slang terms. Now, sometimes we're not angry, we're really scared. Something scares us, something freaks us out. Oh man, I got so freaked out when I opened the cupboard door and I saw a big cockroach. I got freaked out. I screamed, right? Like this. So if you get freaked out about something, you got scared. Or maybe you're going to do something and then it scares you and you get cold feet. Have you ever had cold feet? When you get cold feet, you're really scared to do something. A friend of mine, he was ready to propose marriage to his girlfriend, and at the last moment, he got cold feet. He realized he wasn't sure if he wanted to do it or not. He was biting his nails. He got cold feet. He was scared, right? He got freaked out, and he didn't propose to her like this. What freaks you out? What gives you cold feet? What causes you to bite your nails, right? So those are slang terms for being scared. Now, some people don't get scared, they just get worried about something. And when you worry about something, you sweat over it. Have you ever sweated over something recently? Some parents sweat over their children. They worry about their children constantly. They're always sweating over their children. They're worried about what might happen, right? So when you sweat over something, you're worried. When it's really hot, you sweat. So you can also sweat with worry over something. Finally, you might be in love. You might be in love, and when you're in love, we can say that you're crazy about something. You're in love with it. You're head over heels in love. If you imagine your head and your heels, which are attached to your feet, being turned upside down, you're doing somersaults, right? You're head over heels in love. Or you're just crazy about something, right? You're crazy about her. She's crazy about him, right? She's in love with him, head over heels in love. It's a good feeling.